In studio with us, boy, I hope you can smell it from here, the owner of Kinsmoke in Healdsburg and a couple of other restaurants, too. Brad Barmore is here. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for stinking up the joint, and I mean that in the most excellent way possible. And before we get to what's on the plate in front of me, a lot of people, of course, you know, crank out the barbecue this weekend and leave it out all summer. One of my questions to you is, this is a question I always wrestle with. How do you season the meat without overpowering the meat when you barbecue?
Well, I think the biggest thing is a lot of people are afraid to oversalt things. And I think what they end up doing is because they're afraid of oversalting, they'll overdo it with the pepper or the chili powders or whatever it is. And so I think the biggest thing is you should start just doing it. Like, especially if you're doing steak, you should just start with salt and pepper and build off of that. Because I think ultimately when you're asking how do you over under season something, it's really a matter of preference. Mm-hmm. So for me, like when we do steaks, it's just salt and pepper. Like the beef rib that you have in front of you is just seasoned with salt and pepper. The brisket in the restaurant is just seasoned with salt and pepper. And we build from there.
All right. So Larry, I'm going to let you take over the interview at this point but just describe to me what's on the plate here, Brad.
So what you have is you have our beef rib, which we do Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's like a Flintstone rib.
Yeah, we call them the dinosaur bones. And then that's glazed with just a little bit of like our Kansas City style barbecue sauce, which is a lot of like molasses, black pepper and things like that. We just brush that on at the very end so that it gets a little crust on it. And then those are our St. Louis pork ribs. Are one of the things that's making us famous. That is brushed with a little bit of my family barbecue sauce recipe. And normally we would serve this stuff without sauce, but with the travel and everything else, we sauced them up a little bit just so that they're ready to go.
Well, okay, if I must. All right, Larry, you go for it, Larry. Go ahead.
Hey, Brad, you've worked in all types of restaurants all over the country. Why did you settle on a barbecue spot?
Well, you know, for me, dining is such like an intimate experience for people.
Oh, my God.
And so Pat's having a moment with the plate. You know, it's such an intimate thing for people, and I think we can get caught up in sort of the pomp and circumstance of restaurants, and barbecue comes from a really humble place that is sort of able to highlight this intimacy of dining because it is designed for you to share.
I'm feeling pretty intimate with the big beef rib here.
So it's, you know, it speaks to me just because it is a little bit more of a relaxed type of atmosphere. Barbecue in general, I mean, the culture is. And plus, you know, it's food that speaks to people's, I mean, it's comfort food at the highest level, right? I mean, barbecue comes from, sort of the back door of rich people's homes, really. While they ate high on the hog, as it were, eating chops and steaks, they threw all the humble cuts to the people working the plantations and whatnot. And so they had to figure out ways to produce this stuff, and that's all they had. So it means something to them. So there's a lot of love in this style of cuisine.
That I'm feeling the love. I'm feeling the love, Larry. And the beef rib is, it's super thick, like I said, like a Flintstone rib. But it's the taste is really excellent. It's got a little bit of spice to it that kind of creeps up on you, but it's delicious.
That's the beauty of the black pepper. It's sort of a creeping spice. But that's what she's describing right there is the reason why we get into it, just because it does just speak to people, Larry.
You know what? There's so many different types of barbecue. You know, you got North Carolina, you got Texas. How do you guys settle on your style?
We like to call it non-denominational barbecue, sort of play off the joke that it's barbecue as a religion. You know, the reality is, you know, I've eaten in a lot of places. I've been to a lot of places around the country. You know, and I think we just kind of picked out the things that we like. We didn't want to pigeonhole ourselves as a Carolina style or a Texas style, because what ends up happening is, you know, if you do brisket, if you call yourself a Texas style barbecue restaurant and then you do brisket similar to what they would do in, say, Kansas City, you're going to get people kind of turned off by that. People hold this cuisine really close to their hearts. It can be very polarizing at times. If you tell somebody from Carolina that we're going to do brisket, they, you know, lose their minds.
Well, I'm holding it extremely close, like as close as I can get.
And so we didn't really want to pigeonhole ourselves as any one style. We just made barbecue the way that we like it is really what it is.
And that's what it's all about. Really, the whole barbecue season, you know, we get to get out and actually have fellowship with other humans, you know.
Absolutely.
After the long, strange winter that we've had. This is excellent.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it.
You know, I'm planning to have some people over the weekend for a barbecue, and now I'm thinking – maybe I better not cook. Maybe this is the way to go. Do you have catering available?
We do offer catering. We can do rib platters, brisket platters, pork, chicken. We do all of our sides to go. You can check it out on the website. There is a catering option on the menu. Everything is available. We have an awesome catering manager there. She'll take great care of you.
Well, there's a good reason why you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and start throwing things into the smoker.
There is. We feel like it's a good reason. Your reaction helps validate that.
It's
that's for sure.
Absolutely fantastic. And you know, I'm no lightweight when it comes to barbecue. I know what I like, and this is really excellent, Brad. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, of course, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Yes. You'll be just set aside a kind of a stool up there for me because I'll be in many, many times. And thank you so much for coming in and bringing all this delicious food. And happy Memorial Day weekend. You're going to be busy.
I think so. Thanks very much for having me. And happy Memorial Day weekend to you, too.
That is Brad Barmore here in the studio from Kinsmoke in Healdsburg. And your other two restaurants?
We are Kin in Windsor and The Publican in Windsor as well.
All right. Set me a stool up in each one of those.
Perfect.